leads me. Oh, blessed thought. In Psalm 109, verse 7, we read, "And he led them forth by the way." While in Psalm 23, "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Isaiah 58:11 tells us, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought." While Psalm 48:14 tells us, "He will be our guide even unto death." All the offspring of Adam are travelling without a road or a map. They're all moving towards eternity with no guide, until he finds us, until he knows us, until he leads us. Those whom he finds and knows, he leads. Those whom he leads need to keep close to him, day by day, moment by moment. Life is a trackless desert and a wild wilderness. But the way is known to him, for he tells us, "I am the way." And we are safe in him, for he reminds us, "I am your shield and the lifter up of your head." And he will lead and guide all who submit to his leading. "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me into glory." Oh yes, he guides us by the right way, and he guides us by the best way, not merely to reach our heavenly destination, but to lead us there by the most profitable route for our souls. Life's journey is an education. It affords us opportunities to learn many spiritual lessons. It develops in us moral and spiritual qualities. Oh, it may not be the easy way. It may not be the happiest route. It may be marred by difficulties. It may be tinged with disappointments. But all things work together for good to those that trust him, to those that are the called, according to his perfect purpose. But our God is utterly to be trusted to lead us by the right way, to give or to withdraw what seems so good to us in order to achieve his best for us, if we trustingly follow his leading, if we quietly listen to his voice. Let us not only be guided by him in the crises of life, but in the daily duties of life. Let us listen to his voice in those small decisions that we are so apt to take. Decisions we make without seeking his skillful, loving guidance. Decisions we are prone to take without listening to his gentle promptings. No one but God can lead his lamb like a shepherd, and his own hear his voice, saying, "This is the best way." He walked the way that you're walking first. He crossed the same wilderness that you are crossing. He forded the same torrents that appear so overwhelming. We too are to walk by faith. He leads, and we follow. He speaks, and we listen. His best is yet to come. Lead me, Lord. Lead me in thy righteousness. Make thy way plain before my face. He leads me. Oh, blessed thought.